Ren, before we get into the trade deadline, the Montreal Canadiens will play the Leafs on Saturday. The Canadiens are in a bit of a skid right now, losing last night in Florida. Not optimal. Antti Niemi started the game, was pulled after three goals. Carey Price had a lot of work against Tampa the night before. He came in to replace Niemi. I found it interesting after the game, Claude Julien essentially saying, guys, this is a slump. It really is a slump, isn't it? I don't think there's any great secrets here. It's just a slump, and it's, I don't know if it's a bad time for it or going into the trade deadline. Maybe it's a good time in a way because it maybe just reinforces some things the Canadians need to do.
Or maybe, you know, they're going to not change anything, honestly. Yes, it's a slump, no doubt about that. The real problem here, Jeff, is quite simple. You have a third line who's not doing anything. You have three guys that are not scoring at all. The centerman, Jesper Kotkaniemi, he's 18 years old. You know, it's at this time of the year, it's obviously tougher to play in the NHL than, you know, to start to get the season in October or in November. And it shows when your third line is not doing anything, it's a lot. You're putting a lot of pressure on your best players, okay? Maybe it can work in Boston and, you know, maybe Colorado, but Colorado is falling down when you're looking at the standing. But you really need three lines here, and that's the Montreal Canadiens problem. As for the trade deadline, what I'm told right now is, you know, there's 95% chance that the Canadiens won't do anything. There's still so a 5% chance that maybe there'll be a trade. But there is obviously some issues. Technically, the best thing that can happen for the Montreal Canadiens is to get a centerman, maybe a third-line centerman that can help. But that being said, the expectations are really low right now. We'll see. We'll see what's going to happen. The good thing is tonight Columbus is playing Tampa, so it's going to be a big game for Columbus. But they're playing tomorrow night in Montreal. So that's going to give maybe the Canadiens a chance to get back quickly on the winning side. It's a big week for them. After that, it's the Flyers at home on Thursday. And like you mentioned, Saturday in Toronto. So another big week for the Montreal Canadiens. But if it starts with a win tomorrow, I think everybody's going to be breathed a little bit easily before the game on Thursday versus the Flyers.
And, Ren, you know, you can kind of see why the Canadiens would stand pat as well because, look, I don't think you look at where this team is this year, and a considerable step forward has been taken. Yeah. Some really good forwards have been identified. It's you know, this is an organization on the up and up. And if I'm Marc Bergevin, I'm probably sitting there saying, do I want to give away a piece of my future to maybe win one round, you know? I can absolutely see Marc Bergevin saying, you know what? No, let's play out the year and see where it goes and, you know, have a better idea of what all these guys can do over the course of a full regular season. To me, it makes perfect sense to take that approach.
Yeah, that's the plan. To be honest, Jeff, that's the plan since day one. You know, the thing with Marc, he had to rebuild, okay, but at the same time make sure that this team will be, a good hockey team during the season. Not a great hockey team, but at least a team that's going to battle till the end. And that's the goal here. And I think Marc did a really good job when you think about it, because it's not an easy job. You want to keep your young players. You need to make moves during the offseason to be a better team. That's why Thomas Tatar is with the Canadiens now and Max Domi. But at the same time, you need to understand one thing. If you want to beat the Toronto Maple Leafs at one point, if you want to beat the Tampa Bay Lightning at one point, if you want to beat the Boston Bruins at one point, you just need to be better. And to be better, you need skills and you need to be younger. So it's not a rebuild. It's not an easy job to work on two totally different things. You know, getting your young players in, drafting well, technically as low as possible, but you have to be a playoff team at the same time. So it's a slump right now. That's what it is. But it can end quickly. You know what? Carey Price is still on a mission. I feel like Carey wants to win like never before. And they just need to play better. But like I said, it needs to come from not only from the first and the second line. Something needs to happen, you know, with the other forwards. They need to do something. The fourth line is not producing at all. The third line, like I mentioned, at all. So something needs to happen here.
Hey, Ryan, as I mentioned in my little intro, you know, here in Toronto, obviously, their expectations are that the Leafs will do something. I'm interested, though, in Tampa and Boston. because I find it very intriguing. Tampa, again, 16 points in front. I mean, if they wanted to, they could probably sit there and say, yeah, we really don't need, you know, things look pretty good. We don't need to do anything. But I don't know. Something makes me think that there's something counterintuitive about that team. And just when you think they're not going to do anything, I can see them maybe going out and doing something. And Boston intrigues me as well, because I just think Boston's going to add another forward. I don't know, Jeff Carter or whoever, but they're going to add somebody like that, I think, aren't they?
Yeah, they were looking at St. Louis. Remember that on January 3rd, the Blues were last in the league. Mm-hmm. Okay, today they're a playoff team. They won their last 10 games. I mean, it's scary to watch, but good for them. But there was a lot of rumors involving Boston and the Blues, some big names being involved. But they find a way. So now I don't expect the Blues to be sellers. I expect them to be buyers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you need to look around. What's known in the league right now is this, okay? Even if Patrice Bergeron is playing really well, they're not getting younger, okay? That team is not getting younger. Sherrod's not getting younger. And they do feel like they have a window. Is it this year? Is it next year? But they do feel with even Bergeron, Sherrod, they have a chance to surprise the league and make a long run. But they need help offensively. So the second line is not as good as it's supposed to. Krejci is not getting younger either. So that's why they're trying to find a veteran player, not a young player, a veteran player with terms that can come and help that franchise. So is it a rental player? I don't believe that's their goal, to go get a rental player. But if they have no options, that's what they're going to do. You know, the Rick Nash's experience was not great, was not bad, but it wasn't great. Rick, you know, didn't really help the Bruins, but now we understand why. He's retired since then. So it's going to be really interesting to see what the Bruins are going to make. When you're talking about the Tampa Bay Lightning, so I was in Tampa during the weekend, and my understanding is this. There's a good chance that nothing is going to happen, probably 90%. But there's still some question marks. You know, you have to look at a guy like Adam Ernie. He played well on December 29 versus the Canadiens, scored 2 goals that night. But since then, he didn't score a goal. And they're wondering if he's the guy who can take Ryan Callahan's spot. Okay, as of right now, the answer to that is no. Ryan Callahan was a healthy scratch in the last 2 games. You expect him to stay with the Lightning after the deadline. But what's going to be his future with that team? That's another question that maybe he's asking himself. But that being said, a guy like Callahan's going to help during the playoffs. I have no doubt about that. But I wonder if a guy like Adam Ernie, what's management really thinking about him? He didn't have a great game versus Montreal either. He was involved in a couple of bad plays. And so I don't know. I don't want to throw a stone at him, but if there's one question mark right now offensively with that team, it's probably Adam Ernie. Maybe he's going to find a way to get better, to be better. If not, maybe they're going to try to make a move to get some depth offensively. That's still a possibility with that team.
You know, one of the real stories for the Lightning this year as well has been the emergence of Eric Chernak. And completely, you know, as if they needed more help. But I mean, Ren, I mean, that's like found money if you're the Lightning.
It's unbelievable. And I'm happy that you're talking about it, because this is one of the best kept secrets in the league right now, I feel. You know, sometimes you're looking at players and, you know, you don't really know who's that guy. But he Saturday night in Tampa, oh my God, he was good. He was in every forwards, Montreal Canadiens forwards face. They were tired of playing against him. He's got a good release. Like you mentioned, it's kind of a surprise. I think it changed a lot of things for the Tampa Bay Lightning when you're looking at their depth chart for next season. When you're looking at their decor, you expect some changes. Obviously, I don't expect Dan Girardi to be back. But you know, there was tons of rumors that Erik Karlsson will be the guy mm-hmm. coming in during the summer. Is it feasible? I don't know. Is it something that's going to happen? I wonder. But the fact that they're getting players that are opening eyes right now, maybe it changed everything. You can't say, well, I don't need to overspend to get some defensemen because my decor right now is really, really good. And they are. I mean, they. It's amazing to watch that lineup. It's a scary team, Jeff. That's the only way to say it.
What are you expecting from the Ottawa Senators in this week? I mean, yeah. Matt Duchene and Mark Stone, clearly the two topics of discussion. Would it surprise you if the Senators end up signing one of those two?
Well, yes, no okay. doubt.
You think they'll both go, hey?
Well, it changed quickly in this league, right? I remember last week in Montreal, Toronto was in town. And I was told that it was quite done with Stone and the Senators. And I thought at the time that the focus will be on Matt Duchene. So a week after, I've been reporting that, I think on Thursday or Friday, that so the talks involving Mark Stone are back on. And they are serious. And now Elliot Friedman mentioned in the last day that now it's Matt Duchene who's being shopped. And probably he's not going to come back. You know, what I'm saying here is you never know what's going to happen. And the fact that both parties, in a way, are still talking is good. On Mark Stone, it is a surprise. But if they find a way to get a good contract with good signing bonuses in, I think there's a good chance it can happen. That contract should have been signed last summer, by the way. Mm-hmm. But for any reason, you know, it didn't. And it's kind of a surprise that today we're still talking about the same thing. On Matt Duchene, like Elliot mentioned, probably the chances are high that he's going to be traded. But you never know. If Pierre Dorion comes back quickly with something new, something interesting, we'll see what's going to happen. So the fact that they're still talking, Jeff, for me is you know, the best thing for that franchise and for those players. If not, they'll be traded, and probably we're going to say on trading deadline day that, hey, that's what is expected since a long time. I'm pretty sure it's not an easy situation for the players and for management in Ottawa, but they're still playing like nothing's going on. I can't believe that they won that game in Winnipeg this Saturday. I was completely shocked to see that team winning that game. But it just shows that they have characters, that they're well coached, and that team is not an easy team to beat, which is scary when you think about it, because when you look at the lineup, you're like, that's going to be probably an easy night, and it's never an easy night versus Ottawa.